Justice served cold. Four defendants declare police and prison mistreatment, demanding dropped charges. It was a cold winter's day in Halifax when a group of people entered the provincial court for a long-awaited trial date. On December 22, 2008, four citizens took the stand and testified before a judge to a courtroom packed with supporters. The defendants were charged a year and a half earlier for carrying weapons, unlawful assembly, and resisting arrest during mass protests when hundreds took to the streets of downtown Halifax on June 15, 2007, to oppose a regional integration proposal known as Atlantica. On that hot summer day, demonstrators were targeted by police and faced extreme brutality, including being choked until unconscious, tasering, and baton beatings. The 21 citizens arrested on that day spent the next 3 days in jail. Leading up to the protest, the Maritime Provinces of Canada and the American New England states saw growing popular resistance to the Atlantica project. Comprised of the Atlantic provinces, the Gaspé Peninsula of Quebec, New England states, and upstate New York, this region has been identified as Atlantica by the largest corporations operating in the area, such as Irving Oil and Emera Incorporated. Asif Rashid, one of the demonstrators who took the stand last month, describes the proposal.
So it's a region that is designed as a transportation and energy corridor in order to bring in goods from Asia, mainly, where there's cheaper production, and then move it through the region and into the largest consumption markets in the United States.
The proponents of Atlantica hope to create a free trade zone that would harmonize regulations. In particular, environmental standards, minimum wage, and union density are all barriers to increased trade. Aaron Doncaster was also arrested at the demonstrations in 2007.
It will lead to further consumerism. It will lead to environmental degradation with the creation of more roads. You know, we as the citizens are, you know, subsidizing this, you know, destructive activity. And this trade agreement, Atlantica, or Atlantic Gateway, needs to be shut down.
Out of 21 demonstrators arrested, most were let off with diversion. However, four among them still must abide by restrictive conditions while they await their verdict. Von Barnett is the legal defense for the defendants.
Right now, they can all associate with each other only to prepare their legal defense. Otherwise, they're not allowed to associate with each other or with the other arrestees, and they're not allowed to participate in protests. But that's what they've been having to put up with for the last year and a half. Serious infringement of their freedom of expression.
On December's court date, Barnett presented his constitutional challenge, a defense strategy that has been front and center in all his defendants' cases from the Atlantica demonstration.
Essentially, the argument is that they've already been punished. Or, if you want another legal term, it would be extrajudicial punishment, meaning they've been punished outside of the judicial process by the police and the jail authorities. So therefore, it would be unfair to try them and put them at risk of being punished further.
Now the Crown has to respond with his own evidence. The next day they go to trial, which will be in August 2009. Barnett assumes the Crown will be calling police and jail officials, and the proceedings will stop long enough for the judge to decide whether their constitutional challenge will succeed. Until August, for Groundwire, this is David Parker in Halifax.
We don't fire, we'll get blown away. Put a highway in my backyard, start a shelter.